The following podcast has been prepared for VCE Business Management 3-4 classes. Please use with cautions, and if you have any concern, refer to the study design or contact your teacher for further clarification. So as you study, commute or exercise, put those headphones in, pump the volume to 11. It's time to explore the world of BizMan. So let's get down to business. Welcome to this, the next podcast in the Business Management series. Over the next few podcasts, we're going to be looking at the key management roles, which are commonly known as PULC. So we're going to explore what they are, what they mean, and how we need to apply them when we're looking at business management. The key management roles, commonly known as PULC, are planning, organizing, leading, and controlling. Today's podcast, we are going to be focusing on the first of the key management roles, which is planning. Planning can be defined as the process of deciding where the team, department, or whole organization should be heading and how it intends to get there. Planning by management produces strategies to achieve the objectives. So it's all about setting up where the organization wants to be. It's about defining the objectives, and these should be linking back to the overall objectives of the organizations as outlined in the mission and vision statements. So it's the process undertaken by management to achieve its organization's objectives. It involves defining the objectives and establishing the strategies to achieve them. So we're working out where we want to be in the future, and then we're going to work out how we are going to get there. Due to the dynamic nature of the environments that we operate in business, planning can be difficult and quite a complex exercise. There are a lot of variables that we need to take into place. As such, planning shouldn't be seen as a fixed item, okay? It is a dynamic, changing, moving beast of an item that will develop and change as the objectives of the organizations change, as environmental influences and other impacts on the business will change. Planning in an organization can vary in the period that it covers. The planning cycle of an organization is generally 1 year, okay, because it links back to the taxation requirements. But many large organizations actually develop 5 to 10 year corporate plans, or plans even further to that into the future. So when we're looking at planning in the periods they cover, it's important to take note on how they link to the levels of management. Top-level management are responsible for the long-term direction of the organization. This is known as strategic planning. This is the planning that's more than 1 year and generally 3 to 5 years. It's this long-term looking to the future on where they want the organization to be in the future. And this one links really well back to the mission and vision statements of the organization, what they are and where they want to be in the future. Middle management are responsible for the immediate or short-term planning, between 6 months to 1 year, sometimes out a bit further than that, depending on the task at hand. This is known as tactical planning and generally takes place at the divisional level of management. Lower level management, which are our frontline management, are involved in the planning of the day-to-day or operational planning of an organization. So this is the stuff that the organization needs to operate and is very short-term in its nature of planning. It can't be underestimated the importance and the advantages of planning. It is a time-consuming task, but we can't underestimate how important planning is to the overall performance and success of the business. Planning is really important as well because it also encourages communication and collaboration between the different management levels and different organizational levels within an LSO. So by having a good planning structure, you're going to have a much better understanding of your organization and more people on hand to understand where we want the organization to be heading. We're now going to move our focus primarily into the strategic planning, because this is where the more complex planning strategies get undertaken. So like we said, strategic planning is the planning undertaken by the top level management, and it's looking to the 3 to 5 years, the long-term position of the business. So strategic planning is a far-reaching process that aims to manage both the organization's resources and its business opportunities to achieve its long-term objectives. So some of the strategic planning outcomes that might come from that is the introduction of new products and new marketing strategies to promote them, a change in economic climate, changes to organizational structure might be undertaken as part of strategic planning. Strategic planning is the main planning level where there's a lot of uncertainty. We don't know what's going to happen in the next 12 months. We've got an inkling, but something might change. There might be an unforeseen environmental factor, an unforeseen change in the way business is done over the next 12 months that is going to revolutionize our organization for the better or worse. So strategic planning is relying on these long-term forecasts that there's a bit of uncertainty involved with them. So we need to be sure that we take that into consideration when we're looking at how set in concrete our strategic plan is. That's it for the podcast. We'll catch you soon.